ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमा श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः। नमो ब्रह्मणे देवाय गोब्राह्मणाहिताय च जगद्धिताय कृष्णाय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 85 टेक्स्ट नंबर 52 53 एंड 54। प्लीज रिपीट टेक्स्ट नंबर 52 विथ मी।
इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्या मातुः पुत्राण्यचच्छताम्। इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्य मातुः पुत्राण्यचच्छता। इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्य मातुः पुत्राण्यचच्छता। इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्य मातृपुत्रानयच्छता। इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ तद्वारामतीयेत्य मातुः पुत्राण्यच्छता। इत्युक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारामतीमेत्य मातुः पुत्राण्यचच्छताम्। माताजी इति उक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्य मातृपुत्राण्यचच्छताम्। इति उक्त्वा तान् समादाय इन्द्रसेनेन पूजितौ पुनर्द्वारावतीमेत्य मातृपुत्राण्यचच्छताम्।
वट् टु वर्ड् मीनिङ्ग् ट्रान्स्लेशन् and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Iti, thus, uktva, speaking, tan, them, samadaya, taking, indrasenena, by Bali Maharaj, pujitau, both honored, पुनः वंस मोर द्वारावतीम टू द्वारका एत्य गोइंग मातुः ऑफ देयर मदर पुत्रान द सन्स अयच्छताम दे प्रेजेंटेड।
ट्रांसलेशन। Sukadeva Goswami continued, after saying this, Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram, having been duly worshipped by Bali Maharaj, took the six sons and returned to Dwarka, where they presented them to their mother. This verse has no purport, so we'll go to the next verse.
Tan drishtva balkan devi putra sneha snutastani परिस्वज्य कामारोप्य मूर्धन्य जिघ्रद अभिक्षण सह।
ट्रांसलेशन। व्हेन सी सॉ हर लास्ट चिल्ड्रेन गॉडेस देवकी फेल्ट सच अफेक्शन फॉर देम दैट मिल्क फ्लोड फ्रॉम हर ब्रेस्ट। सी एम्ब्रेस्ड देम एंड टुक देम इनटू हर लैप स्मेलिंग देयर हेड्स अगेन एंड अगेन। टेक्स्ट 54। अपाययस्तनं प्रीता सूतस्पर्श परिस्नुतस्तम मोहिता मायया विष्णोर् यया सृष्टिः प्रवर्तते।
ट्रांसलेशन।
लविंगली सी लेट हर सन्स ड्रिंक फ्रॉम हर ब्रेस्ट्स विच बिकेम वेट विथ मिल्क जस्ट बाय देयर टच। सी वॉज एंट्रेंच्ड बाय द सेम इल्यूजरी एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड Vishnu that initiates the creation of the universe. Purport. In the opinion of Srila Jiva Goswami, the word Srishti can also refer to the creative process by which Lord Vishnu's Yoga Maya arranges the setting and situations of his pastimes. There is indeed no question of Mother Devaki being affected by the material aspect of Maya.
Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamuhyam ददाति स्वपदान्तिकम् वन्देहम् श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपम् साग्रजातम् सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितम् तम् सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादा सहगण ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीन बंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते। तत् कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधोभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा आई सीक ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज सो दैट आई कैन परफॉर्म दिस सर्विस थैंक यू सो मच सो एवरी पास टाइम दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा डज इज इनकंसीवेबल और अचिंत्य इट हैज ए स्टार्टिंग पॉइंट बट वेयर इट एंड्स इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू कॉम्प्रिहेंड और फैदम इन एक्चुअलिटी इन रियालिटी इट इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू अंडरस्टैंड वॉट ही वॉन्ट्स टू एक्चुअली डू बट whoever could grasp or understand even a bit can be delivered from the mire of this illusory energy of the Lord in this material world. And this is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Janma karma cha me divyam yavam yo veti tattvatah tyaktva deham punar janma na iti mam iti so Arjuna. So Krishna himself is informing to Arjuna that to cross over this illusory creation of mind, one has to understand in truth, in the reality, my activities and the nature of my birth. So we understand that whatever the Lord does is for cumulative benefit of everyone concerned, whoever is involved into that pastimes, everybody gets benefited by that. And this is also confirmed by Suta Goswami in this same chapter, in the last verse, where it is mentioned, Ya idam shunoti sravedva murāresha charitam amrita kirte varanitam vyasaputre jagad agha अभिदलम तद्भक्त सत्करण पूरम भगवती कृत चित्तो याति तत्क्षेमधाम. सुत गोस्वामी सेड दैट दिस पास्ट टाइम इनेक्टेड बाय लॉर्ड मुरारी हुज फेम इज इटर्नल टोटली डिस्ट्रॉयज द सिन ऑफ द यूनिवर्स एंड सर्व्स एज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल ऑर्नामेंट फॉर हिज डिवोटीज ईयर्स. Anyone who carefully hears or narrates these pastimes as recounted by the venerable son of Vyasa will be able to fix his mind in meditation on the Supreme Lord and attain to all the auspicious kingdom of the God. So, the only panacea from getting relieved from the clutches of this illusory energy of the Lord is to hear about the Lord and to remember about the Lord. That is to perform bhajan kriya about the Lord. Shravanam, kirtanam, smaranam, etc. So, this narration in this chapter by Sukadeva Goswami to King Parikshit accounts the suprahuman activities of the Lord. Although, when he was present here at this mortal world, in this world, he acted as an ordinary human being engaged in worldly family affairs of me and mine. He was also kind of, when Parikshit Maharaj heard Krishna's favoring the demigods and killing the demons, he developed a question also, that it appears that Lord is supposed to be equipoised, he should be Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu, but it appears that he is not Sama Sarveshu Bhuteshu, but favorably inclined or disposed to the demigods, and for their purpose, for their benefit, he is killing the demons. And then, of course, Sukadeva Goswami clarified that doubt by giving him that pastimes of killing of Putana and other demons. So, we understand that in this chapter, that Lord's actions were basically focused for multifarious purposes, for providing benefits to many people, those who are connected with this pastime. So one, two points we will just see, and that we'll discuss into this, that the Lord wanted to give opportunity to his parents, Vyasadev, Vasudev and Devaki, to realize his supreme position by removing the veil of illusion for some time and again restoring their consciousness back to the mood of sweetness from the mood of awe and reverence. So in this chapter we see that after they returned back from Kurukshetra, then one day when Krishna and Balaram come to pay their obeisance to his father Vasudev, that time Vasudev tells them that you need not do this because you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then he started offering his prayers to him, recounting his positions. Like when Arjuna heard Bhagavad Gita, and when he saw Krishna showing him his Virat Rupa, then he also started glorifying Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Earlier he was thinking that he is connected with Krishna in the relationship of friendship. So similarly, when Vasudev ji also heard from the sages in Kurukshetra, they could understand, and they were also the witness of Krishna's superhuman activities that were being performed by him. So he also knew that Krishna is the Supreme Person. And Krishna gave him some opportunity so that he just removed the veil of the illusory energy, and then he could realize that thing, and then he glorified to him. And but Krishna told him that no, it is not like that. You are my father and I am your son, and our relation is father and son. Let the sweetness prevail. Don't consider me such an exalted person. And then again, he was restored back to that sweetness of that relation of parental love. And same time, Devaki also was there, and she also understood the position of Krishna to be the Supreme Person, and the position of Balaram also to be his counterpart. So, she also glorified, and she also remembered that Krishna has brought back the dead son of his guru. So she also, by the Maya, Vishnu Maya, by the Maya of the Lord, she also developed this desire that Krishna can bring back her six dead sons. And then she also actually glorifies Krishna. But again she understands that she is actually having a connection with Krishna in this material world as a parent, in the parental mood. And the second point is to, Lord gives, Lord wants to reciprocate and give pleasure to his devotees, those who suffered so much in his service. Actually, when Lord comes to perform certain leelas, the devotees also come along, and they also participate into the pastimes of the Lord. But while participating in the pastimes of the Lord, most of the time they also have to suffer a lot. And like Devaki suffered, Vasudev suffered, Bali Maharaj suffered, the Satgarbhas in this connection, they suffered. Satgarbhas has to give up their body as soon as they came out of the womb. And that was a very horrible killing by Kamsa to them. So they suffered a very horrible situation. And similarly, this Bali Maharaj suffered a lot for giving his charity to Krishna. He was ridiculed by his own spiritual master, ridiculed by most of his family members, and he was actually betrayed of the facilities also, whatever he had, and he was to be pushed down to the earth, nether planets, Patal Loka, because he just thought to serve Krishna a little bit, and everything was usurped. In fact, Krishna mentions in Bhagavatam it is mentioned, Krishna says that yasyaham anugrahami harishyeta dhanam sanay. Anybody I give my special mercy, I take away everything they possess. And tato adhanam tejasya, when they have become completely poor, they don't have anything, akinchana, then at that time Krishna says that then they revert back to me, and then I offer my love and I offer my complete thing, myself to them. And that is how he restores back to them. So Krishna knows very well that his devotees, when they come to perform pastimes along with him, they also suffer a lot. And that is why, to give them pleasure, he wants to reciprocate with them. And in this case, Krishna wanted to reciprocate because although Devaki begotted 8 children, out of that 6 were dead. When they took birth, that time only they were killed. And 2 of them, they were just gone away from her. And she had never been able to be getting a simple opportunity that she can play along with the small kids of her own. In fact, in one of the chapters of Bhagavatam, earlier chapters, when Parikshit Maharaj hears about all these things, he inquires from Yasoda cha Mahabhaga. He says that what Yasoda has performed, the pious activities, that although Krishna took birth in the womb of Devaki, but he gave pleasure of his childhood pastimes to Yasoda, and he was not there in Mathura along with Devaki. So Krishna knew that she suffered a lot, and that is why Krishna wanted to reciprocate her. And then he gave her this kind of understanding, and like a director give the dialogue to the actor on the stage. The director knows the dialogue, but it comes from the mouth of the actor. So actually Krishna wanted this kind of things to be enacted, because he had many other things also in his mind. But he wanted, he saw that Devaki should speak her heart. And the thought was given in the heart of Devaki by Krishna himself. So he wanted to reciprocate with them. And third point we can understand is to deliver and restore the irrevocable position of sons of Prajapati Marichi, which they have lost by the curse of Brahmaji. So our previous speakers, they have actually spoken on all these 3 points very elaborately. And Krishna actually developed this desire of delivering those sons of Marichi also, because they were demigods. And there was no chance that they could be delivered. So the Lord entwined the threads in this pastimes in such a way that everyone becomes benefited at the end of this Leela. Krishna was about to wound up his earthly pastimes, and that is why he wanted to give pleasures to all his devotees at that time. And so he was trying to do like this. It is mentioned here that Mother Devaki was seeking the retrieval of her six sons, her six dead sons under the spell of Vishnu Maya. So let us consider what is this Vishnu Maya is, and how it acts, how it amazes, how it actually rides over each and every personality in this material world. Like mentioned, it is mentioned in Sveta Sveta Upanishad, Parasya Shaktir Vividhaiva Sruyate Swabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. The Supreme Lord has multitudes of energy, multiple potencies, which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength and activity are being directed solely by His own will, Krishna's will. And Krishna's energies, they work in such a powerful way. Kaviraj Goswami mentions that Krishnera Ananta Shakti, Tate Teen Pradhan, Chit Shakti, Jiva Shakti, Maya Shakti Naam. Antaranga Tathasta Bahiranga Kahijare, Antaranga Swarupa Shakti Sabara Upare. So it is mentioned that although Krishna has multitudes of energies, but His energies are categorized into three main forms: internal potency, external potency and marginal potency. And of these three, the internal potency, that is called Swarup Shakti of the Lord, is very is the foremost actually. So of these prominent shaktis, of these three prominent shaktis, two of them acts as prominent illusory energy. One acts as the illusory energy that entangles the conditioned soul, and souls, those who are attracted by the external energy or Mahamaya of the Lord and lurking only for sense gratification in every activities they do. So there are people, Krishna says that, even Kaviraj Goswami also said that there are two types of jiva. One is called Nitya Siddha and one is called Nitya Baddha. And then he says that the Nitya Siddha jivas are Nitya Krishna Charane Unmukha. They were always favorable towards Krishna's lotus feet, worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna, always in all circumstances of life. And there are another kind of living entities, Nitya Krishna Charane Bimukha. They are Nitya Baddha Jivas. They are Nitya Baddha Jivas. So, this Nitya Siddha and Nitya Baddha Jivas are being governed by these two energies of the Lord, called Bahiranga Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. Called Bahiranga Shakti and Antaranga Shakti. So, one energy that deludes the living entities and keeps away from Krishna, and another energy that is called Yoga Maya or internal potency, that bewilders the devotees, and engages them in the service of the Lord. By bewildering them, engages in the service of the Lord. So both these Maya Shaktis, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya, are extremely invincible energies of the Lord, and no one can surmount them, no one can surpass these energies. Krishna Himself has asserted this in Bhagavad Gita, Devihi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya. So what to speak for the conditioned soul who is haunted by the witch of this Maya, to surmount this energy? Even persons like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma can become bewildered by the Maya Shakti of the Lord. And it is confirmed in Moksha Dharma, where Lord Krishna says, Prajapatim cha Rudram chapi aham eva srijami vai tauhi mam na vijanito mama maya vimohitau. This patriarchs, Shiva and others, are created by me, Krishna says. Though they do not know me, know that they are created by me because they are deluded by my illusory energy. So even Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Indra, Chandra, the demigods, they become bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. What to speak of ordinary people like us? This verse in Bhagavad Gita has another part. Devihi Esha. There Krishna says in the next line, Mam eva prapadyante mayam etam tarantiti. That anyone who surrenders unto me, then I see that that person becomes delivered from the clutches of this maya. So if we see the great personalities like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Krishna's parent Vasudeva, Devaki, Arjuna, and many other such great devotees, though they were fully surrendered at the lotus feet of the Lord without any doubt, then question comes, why they were put under the grip of Yog Maya Shakti of the Lord and were becoming affected by the situation of me and mine? When Arjuna's son died, Abhimanyu died, Arjuna was so much affected, although he has just hours before, or maybe days before, he has heard Bhagavad Gita. And that was completely fresh into his mind. Still he was bewildered and he was affected by that situation. So we are aware that Arjuna, being aggrieved for his relatives, was reluctant to fight. Shiva became affected by lust, seeing the beauty of Mohini Murti. Seeing the childish pranks of Lord Krishna, Brahmaji became bewildered and could not comprehend his position. Brahma also became affected by lust, beholding the beauty of his own daughter. Mother Devaki desired to retrieve back and caress her dead sons, although she had Lord Krishna and Balram as her living sons. But she wanted to have her dead sons back. Indra, the king of heaven, had been clinched to the rope of Maya many times. We have also seen many contemporary devotees like Bilwa Mangal, Thakur, and many others. You may know all these names, most of these names, have become affected by the illusory energy of the Lord. So why this happens? What is the purpose? We are not talking about materialistic people, we are talking about the devotees of the Lord. And in fact, Lord Shiva is said to be the Vaishnavanam Yatha Sambhu. He is the topmost devotee of Lord Krishna. Brahmaji is the great devotee of the Lord. Parents of Krishna, they were great devotees of the Lord. Arjuna was great devotee of the Lord. But such devotees, they were put into illusion. They were put into bewilderment. What was the reason? Why this happens? The answer to this is that by putting his devotee under the spell of his illusory energy, the Lord acclimates or strengthens the bond of lovable relationship with his devotees. By putting them into this kind of illusory conditions, the Lord actually strengthens the relationship between them. And it is not that Lord always put only his devotees under the spell of this illusory energy. Sometime to increase the pleasure of his pastimes, or he himself sometimes get bewildered by the working of his illusory energy. The example can be drawn from the Aghasura pastime, where it is mentioned that the demon Aghasura had disguised and kept his mouth open as if it was like a mountain cave. Lord Krishna also thought like that, like all other his friends. He also thought like it's a new mountain cave, let us go and play inside that. But Lord Krishna, when he saw his friends and the calves, they were just going and trying to enter into that cave-like mouth of that reptile demon. He could see and he could understand that it is not a cave. It is a demon who has disguised like a cave. And he is going to harm. his friends and the calves. And his friends and calves, they were about to enter into the mouth of that Aghasura, and Krishna wanted to stop them but could not do so. He called them back, stop, stop, don't go, because he is a demon. He called them like that. But they did not hear to Krishna, they all entered into that. How this has happened? Krishna is the supreme controller. If a supreme controller cannot control things, even if it is at the threshold, then what kind of supreme controller is that person? Right? But Krishna could not stop them. Could not stop them. Why? Because his Leela Shakti wanted that this pastimes, let this pastime happen. So that the Krishna's glory will be sung from forever in this material world, and devotees will get attracted by that and they will benefit their life by this. So he wanted to stop them but could not, because the Leela Shakti of the Lord wanted that this Leela take place and exhibit the Aishwarya of the Lord. Lord Krishna himself became bewildered to see the working of his energy. He thought that it is my energy, I am trying to stop, but she is not listening to me. So the Lord get bewildered. The Lord let it happen. Then finally the Lord let it happen, because he could see his devotees wanted this to happen. Even the energy of the Lord is devotee of the Lord. After the pastime got over, the lovable relationship between Lord and his devotee grew more and more stronger. So the final outcome was like that. Another pastime I remember was told by His Grace Shyamanand Prabhu during a Brahmachari class. He was mentioning that once Krishna was flirting around the palace of Brishbhanu Maharaj at Barsana, trying to look for Radharani. But he was suddenly spotted by one of the uncles of Radharani, and who asked Krishna what he was doing there, why he was just roaming around there. So Krishna retorted in a haste, saying that he is milking a cow, although he was holding and trying to milk a bull. So Krishna became bewildered. He thought that this bull is to be a cow. He wanted to hide himself, these things, that he is not here for any wrong thing. So he made himself a laughing stock by being bewildered like this. The Lord allowed serpent Kalia to coil him, because the intimacy of the relationship between him and his devotee were reaching to crescendo. The devotees were actually so much in pain for Krishna. They were remembering Krishna. Their remembrance of Krishna was at crescendo. So, like that, if we analyze most of the pastimes of Lord, it has some element like this. It has some elements like this. The illusory energy of Lord has twofold work. Twofold work, like we see our security people, they have twofold work. The police, the military, the paramilitary, all these things. One is to punish and rectify the miscreants or lawless disobedience. The duty of the police is to punish and then rectify or restore back the lawless people, disobedient people. And for them, they are like a big threat. When this kind of people, when they see these forces, they become disturbed, they become affected. But the analogy can be given of the kitten and the mice. The kitten, when he sees the mouth of the mother, he thinks that it is a lap of his mother, where he will be enjoying like anything. But when the mouse see that mouth, open mouth of the cat, he sees it as the death personified. So similarly, the miscreants, for miscreants, Krishna has another energy called material energy. And this material energy She takes toll of all these miscreants by punishing them into this material world, like jail. And another energy of the Lord, another function of the Lord's energy is to protect, amuse and entertain the devotees, for the devotee and the Lord both, for the pleasure of everyone involved. Like you see, the same military force, paramilitary force, police force, on 26th of January, they go on a parade and they do so many pranks for the amusement of the people assembled there. And people go there and then they enjoy there like anything. It's the same force. It's the same force, but acting in a two different way. So similarly, the energy of the Lord, that also acts in these two different kind of these things. One may also think that Mother Devaki was not fulfilling the criterion of being a pure devotee, although she was mother of the Lord. As she was seeking service from him, in spite of knowing that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And principally it is mentioned that devotee should always serve the Lord and never seek any service from the Lord for personal reasons. Devotees are expected to serve the Lord but not seek any service from the Lord. So why Devaki was asking some service from Krishna? Why she was asking some service? She was asking as if it was a personal service. She said that if you could do it for your spiritual master's son, your guru's son, you can do it for my son also. You bring them back also. I also want to be with my children. So she was actually kind of speaking about her. So yes, the devotees does seek. Actually, in reality, the devotees do not seek any personal service from the Lord. But for the Lord's pleasure, the devotees sometimes appear to be seeking personal service, which is ultimately going to give pleasure to the Lord Himself. Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is also mentioning in one place that the devotees, and he gives the example that if someone is very much attached to somebody, and if anything, any traumatic thing happens into his life, he immediately calls to that person. Like the small kids or maybe the grown-up kids also, when they face any hurdle in their life, they immediately call out to their parents, "Oh Ma, oh Father." So similarly, sometimes when there are troubles in the life of devotees, the devotees also call for Krishna. So one may think that these devotees, they are trying to call Krishna to redress their distress. But he mentions that it is not that devotees are calling Krishna for redressal of their problems. Rather, because they are connected so much with Krishna, they could not remember anybody else but to Krishna only, and they call to Krishna. So this could be one this thing. And another thing is that the devotees know that finally, whatever I am going to do, it is for the pleasure of the Lord. If we remember the Talwan pastimes of the Lord, the cowherd boys were asking Krishna and Balram to get them the tal fruits. They were saying that, "Krishna, we are very hungry." But actually, they wanted that tal fruits to be offered to Krishna and Balram. But in the guise of being presenting themselves, they actually requested for that help from Krishna. They knew well that they are not able to get this tal fruit on their own because of the demon, Dhenuka, who was very powerful there. But Krishna and Balram could do that. And they wanted that if unless and Krishna and Balram goes there and bring those fruits, they will not be able to offer to Krishna and Balram. So they developed that desire. So they presented to Krishna and Balram in such a way that they are hungry. They are hungry. Mother Rukmini, when she was, she understood that Krishna wants her to become angry for his pleasure. Then she also exhibited the coveted anger for the pleasure of Lord Krishna. initially when Krishna teased her, that time she became very affected and she took it very seriously, started crying. Then Krishna revealed her heart to her, his heart to her, that actually I did not want to make you aggrieved because of this teasing, but I wanted that you become angry upon me. When she understood that Krishna wanted me to become angry, then she started exhibiting her anger for the pleasure of the Lord. Radharani also enacted many, many times Maan Leela for the pleasure of Krishna. Like that, there are many, many pastimes. So, Mother Devaki was seeking for her children because it was Lord Krishna's desire that he wanted to deliver the sons of Marichi and who were cursed by Lord Brahma. He wanted to reciprocate with Mother Devaki by giving her the pleasure of caressing her babies whom she fostered in the womb and suffered terribly for bringing Lord Krishna into this world. So Krishna wanted to reciprocate actually like that, and then he put up his own desire into the thought of Devaki and made it a desire of Mother Devaki. So the illusory energy of the Lord is very invincible, and it can be overcome only by taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Mamevaye prapadyante mayamitam tarantite. So how this is possible? By developing knowledge about Lord Krishna. And how this is possible? By approaching scriptures and spiritual masters. It is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Maya mugdha jivera nahi swatah Krishna gyan, jivera kripaya Krishna kaila veda puran. Krishna has provided these scriptures for benefit of the living entities, because the living entities, they could not on their own understand the greatness of Krishna. So scrutinizingly studying scripture and hearing from bona fide spiritual masters, one can get realizations. One can get realization and also can get gel his relations with Lord Krishna, and then gradually by serving one can strengthen his relationship with Lord, and then one can enjoy the pleasure of being illusioned by the internal potency of the Lord, because we have not been actually tested what is that pleasure of being illusioned by the internal potency of the Lord. We are actually hovering around this material energy of the Lord. So it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Tate Krishna bhaje kare gurura sevan, maya jale chute paye Krishnera charan. So anyone who worship Krishna and serves as a spiritual master, then maya jale chute, by their mercy, by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of the spiritual master, one can become free from the clutches of the external energy of the Lord, and then he can get connected to the internal energy of the Lord, where he can eternally serve the Lord and the devotees, and give pleasure to the Lord and enjoy the same pleasure for his own sake. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. कंत्रा श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय।